time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and good morning, and I hope this hour brings as much information about various things as our first hour. I really appreciate all you people really getting involved here and in some of the history. Okay, so I would like to find, I like local history. Let me see. I'm trying to think here of some other, well, I tell you, there's Grave Creek and the Kuqua Ditch. They lead south out of Marion. But where do they go? Where do they empty? Grave Creek and the Kuqua Ditch. Where is their terminus or the place where they stop? Can you tell me that? Or can you tell me the name of some nasty waters out in the west end of Marion, out by Clinton Street in that area? Yeah. Okay, can you tell me where the Kuqua and Grave Creek end up? Now, I've canoed both of those, and I don't think anyone else since I was there in 1978 canoed those. I don't think anyone else has ever, that I know of, has ever done that. Yeah. Now, it's interesting, too, wherever these ditches run, the property owners on either side can control that or have, well, not really how you control it like putting up a dam, but it's property, and it's, I think, owned from one side to the other, maybe midway. I don't know. I'm not really all that familiar, but all I know is I took a canoe down Grave Creek once and then down the Kuqua Ditch, and can you think of any other waterway more famous in Marion County than the Kuqua Ditch? Now, the thing is, no one has ever come up, I don't believe, with a concrete definition of Kuqua. I don't know if you can Google that, if you would come up to anything. Probably not something that says Kuqua. That's Q-U-Q-U-A. Kuqua. Now, why did it ever get that name? Well, that name must have originated way back in the colonial times, you might say, or the 1812 time period. It'd be interesting to know. But that's neither here nor there. It's still known as the Kuqua. And why? I don't think anyone will ever know how it got its name, because it's been too long ago. as far as that goes, how did Grave Creek get its name? Now, Grave Creek is a long drainage area. It comes across Route 95 from the north. And in fact, it's right beside, isn't it? I was trying to think what was right beside. No, I was thinking what was. Oh, that's right. Since I'm out in that direction. Now, the big quest on Facebook this morning. Now, do you know what they mowed down in the parking lot of Office Depot and the food place? What do you call it? I keep thinking B.F. Goodrich. That's not the the food supply store. That big lot there. That, too bad it's not connected with the other areas. once you're in there, you've got to go back out on Route 95 to get to where you want to go east of there, instead of having a road cut through like they do in Columbus. But that would be too simple, wouldn't it? Maybe the owners object, I'm sure they do, object to having a road cut through from one side to the other. But anyhow, getting back to what I started out on, in that area they just tore down a building. Remember when the building that housed the original, what was the name of it, was there? And they thought it was going to be torn down and a Wendy's put in its place. Remember that? Well, it never happened. The building just sat there forever and now is gone. The remains of it, though, are still there. All the cement foundations and all the bricks and everything else, cement blocks, they're still there and they're loading them out. Now, have you heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, what's going to go in there? I'll leave it open. Does anyone know for sure what's going to go in that place where that restaurant was? Whoops. Sorry about that. I dropped my headphones on my microphone. Okay. Do any of you have an idea what's going to go in there? And I keep hearing about a restaurant facility of some kind. How many of you have heard and looked in Facebook? They're talking about it on Facebook today, about what's going in where that restaurant has been torn down. How many of you know for sure? Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
You're talking about the restaurant being torn down?
Yeah.
My understanding is that's where Conway's was at. And from what I understand, there's supposed to be a Chinese or Japanese restaurant going in there.
Well, that's what I've heard, too, yeah. I don't know where... Okay, Bob, thanks. Now, I don't know where that information is coming from about a Chinese restaurant going in there, and I think they called it the Big Panda. Now, is that true, or is that just a rumor that got floating around? Hi.
Hello.
Did you win something?
Yeah, I won zoo
tickets. Yeah, zoo tickets. You're Scott.
Ryan.
Yes, okay, Scott. Say hello to the monkeys for me.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay, so how many of you have heard what the restaurant is that's going to go in to replace, what was the name of that restaurant? Oh, here we go. Here's another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Good morning, Charlie.
Yes.
It's going to be a Panda Express.
Panda Express.
Yes.
Okay, now what is a Panda Express like?
It's an Oriental. It's an Oriental restaurant.
Okay. Fast food, I take it.
Well, I'm not sure. I've never been in one, but...
I haven't either.
That's how it says Express.
Okay, but you know for sure it's going to be a Panda Express.
That's to the greatest of my understanding.
Yes.
And if you do go, and if you, just for curiosity's sake, if you Google Panda Express and ask if one's coming to Marion, it'll pop up.
Oh.
And it more or less... indicates you can get the information right
there.
Well, it's a restaurant number 5411, number 5411.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And a lot of people now know for the first time.
Well.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Charlie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Panda Express. How many of you have ever been to a Panda Express? Yeah. Terry, you've been to one? You don't like it?
No, I've never been to one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
It's Chinese food.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Chinese, right. Chinese fast food, apparently. Or they wouldn't call it Express. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could have a restaurant named Opinion, too. Express Opinions.
Chuck's. Hey, let's go to Upchuck's.
Yeah, well.
As long as the food's good, who cares what the name of the facility is?
Well, that's I would like to find a Chinese restaurant that was salt-free. Because when I go to the heart failure clinic, they look me right in the eye and say, no Chinese food, no salt.
Don't use the soy sauce.
Well, it comes with it.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to pour it on there. You tell them
they
when they prepare
it. They pour it on back in the kitchen, yeah.
Yeah, well, you just tell them no MSG, monosodium glutamate, and no soy sauce.
Yeah.
Get steamed rice or whatever with your meal.
And you say, what else you want that's blah?
Well, just tell them, hey, look, I don't want to have a heart attack or stroke in your restaurant. I need a low sodium. What do you recommend?
Yeah. Recommend you go to some other restaurant.
Panda Express.
That's right, yes, okay. Panda Express. Now, if any of you listeners have been to a Panda Express, give me a buzz. Let me know what you think. 7403-39944. I'd love to hear from you today. So that's another different thing that's come up today. And if you drive out on Route 95, you'll see the remains of that restaurant that once was. And it was rumored originally that Wendy's was going to open up there, but that proved to be untrue. Okay, so Panda Express.
So what's the restaurant that closed? Ponderosa?
No, it was what was it called? Conway or... You remember, the same people owned that burned out.
Had the cupcakes. Yeah, they had, to
the
die
we
for
gave
cupcakes.
Away. Yes, to die
29
for.
29 Brew Club. Yeah.
Yes.
So Panda Express is going in there then.
That's what they say, yeah.
Well, time will tell.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so I've got some other interesting questions today. I'm trying to think of something locally here that I could ask you that might be a little bit of history for you. But I tell you something. There's a couple of cannons in the Marion Cemetery. They right by the Civil War memorial. Two cannons. Now, for the most part, no one would think about those cannons twice. But where did they come from? What era are those cannons? And I can tell you because I know. When I worked there, I found I was curious about those cannons and started researching the company that made those, the Rodman cannon, it's called. R-O-D-M-A-N, Rodman. It was the only cannon made on a lathe. They were turned on a lathe because of the fact that they didn't like, during the Civil War and in that era, the cannons were blowing up and killing people without shooting them. And so these Rodman cannons were made, and they never blew up because they were made, they say, on a lathe. And these particular cannons that are in Marion once were destined for Fort McHenry. I look up their history. I even found the name of the inspector that inspected them after they were made. So you see, you can do some research. And that was by internet. So.
And that's all in Area 51?
That's right. That's Area 51. Yeah, the cemetery is Area 51 too.
Now, yes. those cannon, though, seriously, the older cannons that these replaced, they were probably all cast, and that's why they would blow up because
that's
of
right.
occlusions
yeah.
in the casting.
The
of
occlusions
that.
Got them, yeah.
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 Yeah, you got to watch out.
You
got
to watch when you come to an occlusion.
And the Babylonians, too.
Yeah, that's right. Nasty people. But, okay. Yeah, so the Rodman cannons there in front of the Civil War Memorial. All right, so what else is happening? 11:29 is the time. We'll be breaking here in just a minute. And if you've got anything going on that you'd like to tell us, tell anyone, just give me a buzz or forever hold your peace. And don't do like one church did. Since Jeff Ruth wasn't around to promote it, it didn't get promoted. And the results were rather meager. Yes. 11:29 is the time, and you're listening to hopefully informative radio in Marion, WWGH, at 107.1 on your dial. So I've got, to give you a hint of what I've got coming up next, I'd like to know the name of the family that made the flag that flew over Fort McHenry, that was the same flag that the Star Spangled Banner was written about. You remember in the Star Spangled Banner? What was the name of the families that made that flag? It wasn't Betsy Ross's family either. And so we'll be back here in just a few seconds.
Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again, and we'll, I've got a question here. I doubt if I'll get an answer to it, but if you can tell me the name of the family that put together the flag that flew over Fort McHenry. Yeah, this is a little, and I saw I saw it perform. I was in the Camden Yards once. I was there on a mission, on a promoting Marion, Ohio, in Camden Yards area. And as a treat, they had me come up into one of the boxes there for the rich people. And in each one of those boxes, they had somebody doing something. And in this one box, they had this family sitting on the floor sewing a flag together. And they were representing, or they were portraying, the family that built Old Glory. Yeah, that flew over Fort McHenry, rather. Now, if you can Google that, you'll know that they have a strange name. Yes, this family had a strange name. And the name almost, it coincides with a name out of the Civil War for something. 7403399944. Okay, what else can I ask you today that, let me see. Napoleon's brother once sold cattle. And he was a big cattle dealer, Napoleon's brother. I think he might have been Napoleon III. And he once gave a bit of livestock to a Marion cattle seller, a person that sold cattle from, in fact, his barn, what he got as a gift is still there. The barn wasn't a gift, but the barn had to be built to house the gift. And this gift animal could be found at various county fairs. And in places where you had to pay 10 cents to see him. Yeah, Napoleon III, I think it was, gave this animal to a man in Marion County. And it was exhibited for a long time. They even had him at the Marion County Fair marching in front of the grandstand way back a long time ago. Now, I want you to tell me who... What animal am I talking about? Napoleon III is around 1865 when this animal was born. It happened to be the same year that President Harding was born. And what was the name of this animal? It's quite well known. And the man, let me see. I'm trying to think. I think the man who... was a recipient of this. Well, he's buried, I think, in the Marion Cemetery. Anyhow, name the animal. That's the big history question for today. Name the animal that Napoleon III gave to a cattle dealer in Marion a long time ago. Well, it's now 11:35, which is the current time. Back in 11:33, yeah, when it was only 11:33, that's history. Okay. And let me see what else. Yeah, the Rodman Cannon, you'll find at the, and if you look that up on the internet, I'm sure if you do a few things, you'll find more information about the Rodman Cannon. And there's some of those that were built to travel on rails, not down the rails, but around. They were built to with wheels on a circular track. Okay, and just a second here. Yes, good morning.
Prince Imperial.
Yes, it was Prince Imperial.
And it was a horse.
Yeah, a horse, of course. Yeah. Hey, would you like a prize today?
No, not today.
Okay, well, you know about Prince Imperial.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. Okay. Yes, and you don't have to pay a dime to see him now. Oh, you do have to pay admission, though, to Heritage Hall. And you don't have to pay anything extra to see Prince Imperial. Now, here's an interesting thing. Prince Imperial was so well thought of by a Marian lady on the Historical Society board that she donated the money to build a stall for him in Heritage Hall. And that stall is on the main floor and is designed with the kind of roof supports with the same design as the original barn out on the Marion Mount Gilead Road at the barn there. With those supports for the roof. Same design as on Prince Imperial's stall. But this lady sure liked that horse. And that horse got around, you know, for years. After it had been, its lifetime ran out, it was taken around and exhibited to people trying to make some money throwing it because it was so... It was so tall, and its mane went clear to the floor, and its tail went clear to the floor. It was a tall, tall horse. Boy, every now and then I get a thing in my throat. Boy. Okay. I doubt if you'll ever find the name of the people who sewed together the flag that flew over Fort Sumter. You know, they just didn't order it from a company. A family made this flag. And it became the object, of course, of the Star-Spangled Banner. It is the Star-Spangled Banner. The family's name. Now get this. Write it down somewhere. Oh, wait a second. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Are you a doubting Charlie this morning?
Yes.
You are? Well, it just so happens I did find it. And Mary's Pickersgill.
Yes, Mary Pickersgill, Pickers, right.
She was a widow, and she did a lot of flags, I guess, from what I understand. But did you know that they ordered two of them? One was 30 by 42, which must be the main one, the garrison
yes.
flag. And they also ordered one 17 by 25 that they used in during a storm.
Wow.
Now, yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah, that was a storm flag. I think that was a title given to a flag.
No, I've never heard of a storm flag.
Yeah, that's right. If you look up, and I did this once, and yeah, they got definitions, storm
uh-huh.
flag and otherwise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that was interesting. And her daughter and her nieces helped her, and they think even her mother did too. So.
Yeah, I was at Camden Yards up in the stadium there when I saw the reenactment of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good.
Cool.
Hey, you're sharp.
No, I'm only as sharp as Google.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you, Charlie.
Boy, I do have some cough drops in my pocket. Maybe I should use them. Do you think so? Okay, the Pickersgill family, and I'll remember that. The Pickersgill family, so you've learned that. Then you learned today that the Cannons in the Marion Cemetery are Rodman, R-O-D-M-A-N, Rodman Cannons. All right. Now, what can I ask you about Marion that you don't know? I asked you about, Grave Creek and the Kukwa Ditch. Where do they end up? Well, it's interesting, too. Since people swim in the Delaware Dam, the Kukwa Ditch ends up in going into the Delaware Dam area, as well as Grave Creek. Now, Grave Creek is a little cleaner than the Kukwa. But I think a lot has happened to the Kukwa in recent years. Now, when I canoed it, it was full of junk when you went past the trailer park south of Marion. I could hardly get through there. But, it was interesting. And then some people told me, was it Grave Creek or the Kukwa, that said, beware when you're on that creek. The outlet from the Sewer District 7 Sewer Department is... The outlet for Sewer District 7 dumps into the creek there, so be careful when you pass there. Well, I passed there, and it was great water, no smell. They do a good job. And of course, I could ask you, too, and I've asked it before, name the man who invented the system for transferring the waste into the area of purification or whatever they do to clean it up. Remember, he was way back, invented the corkscrew. And just think how, really, when you think about it, how the corkscrew has been a part of American life. Well, any life, as a matter of fact. The corkscrew, of course, you think of the corkscrew as pulling a cork out of a wine bottle. But in this case, and what was the name of the man? He was the one that came up with the theory that when you get in the bathtub, your weight will push the water up so many inches, depending on your weight. I suppose most people would have known that, but what was his name? And I know that as well as my own name at times, but I forget. The name of the man who invented the corkscrew for transferring liquids and other materials. An easy way, that is, without the use of extra powerful pumps. You can take these screws and transfer material from one area to the other quite easily, because you're not lifting at one time the whole load. 11:43 is the time, and let me see what other information we could pass along today. But that, Roswell, New Mexico, and you might have seen lately in some of the advertisements for Marion County, Area 51. Now, the Area 51 is the 51 is the number of the county of Marion County. You'll see it on all the back of the police or the sheriff's department. You'll see 51. In case you were wondering, now I wonder what's the number of Morrow County? Is it 59 somewhere? How many of you know the number of the Morrow County? Area Marion is 51. What's Morrow County? I'll give you a prize if you know. 7403-39944. All right, Scott got his zoo tickets picked up. That's good. Okay. Today is the eighth day. Oh boy, already of August. My goodness. Okay. So, what is the number of Morrow County? I'll give you a prize. Morrow County's number. Now you can look that up too. Or if you're in the vicinity of a Morrow County Sheriff's car, you'll see it on the back of the Sheriff's car, like you will 51 on the back of a Marion County Sheriff's car. What is the number for Morrow County? Now, you know it'd have to be different. M-A to M-O, it would be a higher number, wouldn't it, than 51? Okay, now, here's another you can look up if you'd like to be a winner today. The top of the tallest mountain.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again with our final, about 13 and a half minutes to go here before the magic noon hour. And, of course, Scott comes on after that, and Glenn Coble, and a whole raft of people. So we try to fill in all of our times with people with information to put forward. Now, and this is your golden opportunity, those of you connected with anything that has something that needs people to attend. All you got to do is call us. As simple as that. I notice on Facebook where Jeff Ruth was up in, I tell you, that guy gets all over it. Boy, I envy him. Oh, do I envy him. I never worked long enough to get a retirement anywhere. But Jeff did. And, here we go. Okay, good morning. Go ahead.
Is it 60?
60 what? I don't know what she was referring to. Do you? Okay, give me another buzz here. If you've got something going on, give us a buzz. We never hear from the people with things going on. Maybe they don't like us. Do you think that? I wouldn't think. Okay. Good morning, caller.
Morrow County's 88.
Oh, it is 88. Wow. Okay. Well, that's interesting. 88.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Morrow County, 88. 11:48 is the time. And how are you doing today? Okay. Now let me see what else. Do I have here that how many of you remember the days of yo-yos? Remember when you had a yo-yo? Remember how it was a struggle at times when you wound it up and you let it go down, and if you didn't jerk it just right, it would stay there and spin. Remember that? And then if you did it right, boy, you got going really good, and you could make that yo-yo stretch clear out and go over your head and do all those different tricks. And there was one particular trick you could do with that yo-yo, and it had a name to it. How many of you can give me a name of a trick on a yo-yo? Where else could you go today to find a crazy question like that? Name a trick on a yo-yo. And there was one, and I can remember hearing it. I don't think I was good enough to do it. But a lot of kids, you were so envious. Some kids could just use a yo-yo like they were born with it. Oh, my goodness. But most of us struggled. And if you didn't have that cord wrapped right around the spindle in the yo-yo just right, it wouldn't work for you. Okay, so
What was the name of one of the tricks you could do with a yo-yo? Now, you'd have to be a little older, maybe. Although there still are yo-yos out there for sale. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, what's the number on the list for Mara County?
Well, the man said 88, but that. What do you think?
Well, I've had a list for years, and I just come in, Carol asked me, and I said, well, it was an easy one to know. Graduated in 59, so it's 59, unless they changed it.
Yeah, I was thinking it was 59, yeah, because Marion's 51.
Mahoney starts out with 50 to 60 here. Mahoney is 50, and Marion, 51, Medina, 52, Meigs, 53. We knew that for years down there. Mercer, Miami, Monroe, Montgomery. And Morgan's 58, and Mara County's 59, and Musk Kingdom 60.
Okay, so it couldn't be 88. There's only 80 counties in Ohio. How many counties in Ohio?
88. Yeah. Wyandotte's number 88.
Yes, okay.
And the number one is Adams. So you go down from the A's. Adam is number one, and the last one's Wyandotte. So
yeah. Now I wonder too.
It don't make much difference. I've always remembered 59 for Mara County.
Yes. Do we have any use for those numbers in daily life?
Do you what?
Do you use those numbers for anything?
Well, I do. I used to go. Carol and I, we've traveled all over, the United States and this and that, and any time we was in Ohio, and I was always around the water, always interested me and this and that, and I'd look at the license plates on the boat trailers when I'd go down through there and fishing tournaments and stuff, how far they ranged from, and you'd be surprised, they had that little sticker, that's the law, have that on the on your license plate number.
And, oh, that's right, yes.
But I don't know when they're going to take the front plate away for our state troopers to identify a car head-on that they're trained, to have that eye to catch that number, at least the first few digits or the last few digits. But that's a shame that
you
won't be able to see that. You can't see that 51 on your license plate because most of them's got the bracket telling them where they
you're right.
They
you're, yeah, yeah. And I wonder, too, what do the other states do that do not have that front plate yet?
Yeah, a lot of them don't have that front plate, but, there's always something pertaining to it, why, and this and that, and after what you found out, you said, well, that's stupid, but it gives people more money in their pocket.
Yeah. But we'll...
That's the old story, then, Charlie. Hey, you have a good one, buddy.
You
and,
too.
You in there, and I'll catch up with you later.
Very good, okay. Oh, hey, Ted.
Yeah.
I made cucumber salad last night.
Well,
I did. I thought I'd never get done slicing that cucumber. Woo, wow.
Isn't that nice and firm and pretty?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, I figured if everything works out right, well, I'm going to deliver a couple of smaller type, but the same kind. They're called straight eight to you. And you can have them for the weekend, Charlie.
Hey,
if you don't mind
all right. Very good. Thanks, Ted.
You're welcome, Charlie.
Okay,
have a good day.
Right. Now, oh, that's right. I was going to tell you, I made the cucumber salad last night with that cucumber that Ted Jolliffe brought me yesterday. And now, what I did, I cut it. Well, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hello? Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, on the yo-yo, walking the dog.
Yes, walking the dog is right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, walking the dog.
Were you good at yo-yos?
Not really, but I was played at it.
Yeah, I remember walking the dog, yeah. Very good,
yep.
Bob, thank
all
you.
Right.
Okay, walking the dog. Now, how many of you listening remember your yo-yo and the phrase, that's a walking the dog? It was a special maneuver with your yo-yo. Boy, oh boy. But going back to my cucumber salad, now what I did, I cut the cucumber in half, and I removed most of the seeds, and then I sliced it very thin. Man, I had a big bowl of slices. Woo! And then I put a fairly large glob of honey in it, and a little spoonful of sugar, and you know you do this by sight. I never measure anything, and then celery seed I put in it, celery seed, and I put in some smoked paprika just to give it a little color. Smoking paprika does nothing really. It's just a red pepper that's been smoked. Okay, and what else did I put in? Oh, Vidalia onions. I put a Vidalia onion in with the cucumber slices. And then I put in a chopped up a tomato plant. And what else? And then some pretty big globs of Italian dressing, you know, like you buy in the supermarket, because that adds a really a nice flavor to it. But then I also use and I can't tell you how much, just a glug of rice vinegar. Rice vinegar is a very interesting liquid. It's not bitter or anything, you know, it adds a lot of flavor to anything. Rice vinegar. And there's a certain place that sells submarine sandwiches, not in Marion County. And I've often wondered, they have such a good taste, and I think it might be that rice vinegar. I don't know. Okay, 11:56 is the time. How many of you make cucumber salad? And do you do anything different than I do? I suppose all of you do something different. Okay, yes, caller, go ahead. Hello? You know, lost that one. Okay, put that in the cucumber bucket. Okay, 11:56 and a half right now. I've only got a short time here. If you've got anything you'd like to say, how many of you make cucumber salad? Now, I guess the first cucumber salad I ever ate was in Pennsylvania, because there was a restaurant we always went to, and they used, I think, some cream with the cucumbers and some onion pieces, and that's about it. But cucumbers are so good. Wow. 11:57, except, as you know, I've been telling you, we at first got three cucumbers and different sizes off of our cucumber vine, and then it stopped. No more. Apparently, there were only three bees that were pollinating one day. Okay, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, is the answer Thomas Crapper?
Oh, wait, go ahead. What was that again?
Thomas Crapper?
Thomas Crapper? What were you calling about?
I
must have lost my contact. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, what was your answer?
Thomas Crapper.
What did he do?
He invented the sanitary equipment.
The guy the toilet was named after.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That's not what I was looking for, but that's a good answer. I'll give you a prize. Would you like to go to the zoo or somewhere?
Sure.
Okay. Would you like the zoo or the Zumbezi Bay?
How about the Zumbezi Bay?
All right, you got it. And what is your name?
Paula Sizemore.
Paula Sizemore. Okay, Paula. I'm glad you're listening. Tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was... she wanted to go to Zumbezi Bay, didn't she? Is that what... I think. Is that it? Well, anyhow, I got her name down here. All right. Today is the 8th day of August. My, how time is going by. And this morning is just about gone by, too. I was going to ask you, and I'll give you the answer before I was going to ask you to name an animal that... Well, the Saskatchewan province of Canada has a town named after an animal in Canada, only a part of that animal. And what would that be? I'll give you the answer here in just a moment. An animal in Saskatchewan, Canada, that only part of that animal is the name of a town in Saskatchewan. Moose jaw. Moose jaw, that's the answer. I'll save you the trouble. Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada is the name that I was looking for, and tomorrow I'll be back, so stay tuned the rest of the day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a Big Burger King where the Styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful. It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
I will do
anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. Because well, just let me talking and I keep going.
To the oldest working actor in Hollywood, 101-year-old Norman Lloyd.
Now, did you like that, Norman, when that edict came down? Did you like to be told to stop driving?
Well, I tell you, I liked the idea of driving, so I felt deprived that he was saying you can't drive anymore. But I enjoyed the authority with which he said to me, you cannot drive anymore. I thought, well, things have lined up pretty good now. I'm the kid and he's the old man. And, you know, it's continued on every level since.